forward thinking with a rhyme and a reason are elements I wanted to include in my radio program. So years ago, at the start of my career in Aiken, I wrote up a portfolio of themes that includes health matters, business matters, educational matters, and more. And now you can hear some of these features on more than one station. They're effective. So keep listening to my program, Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m., and on weekends, 1 to 3 p.m. Also listen online at speakingwith.com.
Each day, researchers make new discoveries that bring us closer to the moment when all cancer patients can become survivors. Some days they take small steps. Others, huge discoveries lead to giant leaps forward. This progress, both small steps and giant leaps, happens with the help of clinical trials. Clinical trials are a fundamental path to progress and the brightest torch researchers have to light their way towards better treatments. And if you've been diagnosed with cancer, they may be your brightest ray of hope. Clinical trials introduce new hope in addition to the current standard of care by allowing researchers to provide participants access to cutting-edge and potentially life-saving treatments. So if you're interested in exploring new treatment options while helping to light the path for other patients, clinical trials may be the best choice for you. Speak with your doctor and visit standuptocancer.org/clinical trials to learn more about clinical trials. Together, we can stand up for all of us.
If it's the best in
gospel music never sounds so good.
It's gotta be Praise 96.9.
My giants with confidence. Lights. With confidence, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing.
So, Crystal, what else do we need to consider when it comes to effective prayer and fasting?
Well, one of the things that really blesses me is the fact that we have examples in the Word of God where God has shown us how He moved on different individuals' behalf. So one of the prime examples is Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 1, and how they chose to honor God. And you know, God, when you honor God, God will honor you. And they were young teenagers, but they still honored God. So they were ordered to eat of the king's table. And all of the wonderful food that was at the king's table, if you think of the king's food, that's the best, supposedly, by the world's standards. But that food was used for idol worship, to worship idol gods and to be given as sacrifice to idol gods. So Daniel and his friends chose to honor God with their diet. And so a lot of people use that diet when they go on fast. They call it the Daniel fast. But what was so important to God, or what meant a lot to God, was the fact that they honored God with their bodies and their temple and what they put into their body. And at the end of the 10 days that they fasted, their countenance was brighter and better than all of the others who had eaten of the worldly food. So that shows us that God will give you favor when you fast and when you honor God with your temple, because our temple, our bodies are the temple of God. So when you fast, God will give you favor. And I am a witness of that. I have seen it in my life, not just once the fast is completed, but even during the fast, God will give you grace in your everyday life. God will give you empowerment, and He will give you strength to endure, and He will bless you in your everyday life so that you can be a blessing to others.
That is so important, too. And I like the fact that you mentioned that we don't always have to expect the blessing, the response, the answer to come at the end of the fast, because it can come during.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not even always about the list of things that we're asking God for. So many times it's what God is doing in us.
Yes.
So many of us focus on what we want God to do for us, and God is concerned about what he's doing in us. Yes. So instead of being so preoccupied with the blessings that you want God to do for you, ask God, God, what are you doing in me in this fast? What are you developing in me? And the prime example, as we get ready to close, is Jesus. He's our prime example. And there are two examples. One is in Luke 4, but I'm going to look at Matthew 4, starting at verse 1. And this is Jesus before he is about to start his ministry, his public ministry. So as we know, Jesus was God. Mm-hmm. He was the Son of God, but he was God in the form of man. And so we see here in Matthew 4, verse 1, it says, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry, and the devil began to tempt him. So if Jesus was God himself and he had to fast, how much more do we have to fast? Yeah. And we don't have to fast for 40 days and 40 nights without any food or without any water. Don't try that. You're not Jesus. But Jesus knew the importance of putting your flesh to death, putting your desires to death. Even when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, you know, I wish that this cup could pass from me. Nevertheless, yes, not my will, but your will be done.
Yes. And that was such a powerful statement of commitment and submission, which so often can come through the practice, like you say, of submitting. This is something I need to do to please you, and so I'm going to do it. And if I've got to fast, which is, like you said earlier, a form of sacrifice, then I'm going to fast in order to strengthen the ability to do these other things for you.
Yes. And like you said, the key word is discipline. Commitment is part of discipline. Yes. And if we are going to be the disciples of Christ, we have to be disciplined. And fasting is a wonderful way to develop spiritual discipline in our lives that will get us closer to God.
And isn't that what it's about, really, at the end of the day, getting closer to God?
Yes.
I mean, for anyone who's been born again, if we're truly striving to love the Lord Jesus and to love our Father the way Jesus said we should, with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength, then getting closer and closer and closer to him should be priority one.
I'm so excited about what God is going to do in everyone who's listening. I'm praying for you that, and I'm going to add you to my list and my fast, and I'm praying that God will do amazing things, not just for you, but also in you.
Yeah, outstanding. Crystal Smith, thank you again for joining me today, and thanks for talking with us about fasting, prayer, the favor that goes with it, having and developing the right attitude about it all, so that God is pleased with the fast.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Everybody, I want you to do that. Think about it, making sure that you have the right attitude so that God doesn't say to you, you fast in this manner and expect your voice to be heard on high when you pray. Make sure that you're conducting the fast in such a way that God is ready to say, I hear you. Till next time.